right. Well, look who it is. Can you understand that it's him? And he's in. But it's Skip Skipley.
Hey guys,
Skip Skipley.
Nice to talk to you.
How are you?
Lovely to see you. How are you? I'm great.
I'm good. And now, have you stopped by and at 303 East Wacker yet?
You know, I haven't had a chance to. As you don't know, I like to make a grand entrance, and so the submarine is not ready yet. So
oh,
I won't step foot in 303 until the submarine is ready.
Will there be bunting on the submarine?
Would you like
for
to
celebration?
Break the, would you like to break the champagne glass, Esmeralda?
Oh, look at that!
You mean bottle?
Yes.
Champagne
sorry,
bottle.
Just throw glasses at it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. But now we're still here in the Showcase studio. Welcome, Skip. You see the cats are out there. Mm-hmm. And we are going to play a couple of rounds of For the Record. And, yeah. So are we ready to begin?
We are ready to begin.
I will keep track of the score. Whoever wins gets $8 trillion and a Buick.
Is that krill?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the krill you can eat.
All the krill you can eat, and you have to tow it away in a Buick.
Right.
So
of course. No other
sounds
way.
Sounds like a great prize to me. Skip, are we starting?
We are starting.
Okay.
And actually, it'll be your first question and your song.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Please provide us a line or two from Take On Me.
Oh, no. Take on me. Take on me, take me on, take on me, I'll be gone.
Did you die?
That sounded that sounded exactly like Aha.
Mm-hmm. I turned away and I thought
they walked into the building.
The studio is in black and white.
Yep. Animated. Everybody looks Scandinavian. Now I have to answer a question about
you
Take
do,
On
yes.
Me?
Okay. What group had a hit song and a memorable animated video with Take On Me? Was it Wham, Pet Shop Boys, Aha, or the Ninja Turtles?
That would be Aha.
That is correct.
Yes.
They're not trying too hard with the answers.
That shouldn't even be
Ninja Turtles.
The Ninja Turtles.
So, do you think this is a mistake or is this true? Aha is not capitalized.
No, that's how they do it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
is that a Scandinavian thing?
I guess it is.
Not capitalizing things. They're not into it.
They put egg in their coffee,
right? And they don't capitalize Aha. Only Aha. Everything else gets capitalized. Yeah. Just
in all caps.
Ay, ay, ay.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. This is from the category of the 90s. Who had the 1996 hit song Twisted? Was it Keith Sweat, Mark Mudick, R. Kelly, or Coolio?
Keith Sweat.
That is correct.
You know, if Dan Shugru were here, Skip, he would have been able to answer that question completely.
That's right.
Oh, he's yelling it from...
He's yelling it from... He's in the booth downstairs. Yeah. We put him in a booth.
Yeah, we can't hear him, but...
Right.
Soundproof booth. We throw Dan in the soundproof booth every time Skip gets...
Yet he could answer. Which is pretty impressive.
Well, it's soundproof to us.
Right.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So he's in his...
Soundproof booths don't work
just
both
yelling.
Ways. It's a one,
no,
one way
it's soundproof. We installed that here purposely. We're taking it with us to 303.
I'm sure that's a pain for the movers to take with them. But
absolutely. All right, what do we got now?
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Category is real name.
Yeah, oh boy.
What was Tina Turner's birth name? Was it Jamie Lynn Richardson, Anna Mae Bullock, Pamela Mae Guilford, or Lynn Marie Larson?
B.
That is correct, Anna Mae Bullock.
It's because I've seen the movie What's Love Got to Do With It like 900 times. Because I love that movie. Angela Bassett's so good. And her, and so is Lawrence Fishburne, man. Those are two great performances. That's a good movie. Okay.
Esmeralda, the category is You're On Stage.
You're On Stage.
Oh.
And you will be when we get to 303.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The hit Rosanna won the 1982 Grammy for Record of the Year. Which group won the award? Was it Chicago, Styx, Toto, or the Marshall Tucker Band?
Toto.
The Marshall Tucker Band? You know that's one of two songs written about Rosanna Arquette?
Really?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel.
Huh?
She had two songs written about
her. Wow.
Yeah.
Popular lady.
She is a popular lady. Yeah.
Mr. DeGilio.
What happened?
Category is one hit wonder.
Uh-huh.
What singer-songwriter had a number 19 hit in 1989? with Talk It Over. Was it Brent Templin, Tony Haganew, Johnny Bravo, or Grayson Hugh?
What in God's name is this?
What wow. singer-songwriter had a number 19 hit in 1989 with Talk It Over? Brent Templin, Tony Haganew, Johnny Bravo, or Grayson Hugh?
Grayson Hugh.
You are correct.
Wow.
I remember I had all of Grayson Hugh's hits.
I was hoping it was going to be what it was, the number 19 hit in 1919.
Right, yeah. Oh, man. All right, how many more are we
have? We have a last question.
Last
us,
question
yes.
before we break. Here it is for Esmeralda.
Mosh Pit is the category.
Uh-oh.
This rocker had a hit with Hurts So Good. Who is he? Rick Springfield, Huey Lewis, John Mellencamp, Mike Tyson.
John Mellencamp.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
So at the end of the first round, 4-3, I'm ahead. But that's because I sang. I have the extra.
Oh, right.
Because
yes.
we're tied because I sang. Okay. So,
and right. your vast Grayson Hugh knowledge.
That's exactly right.
I have all 26 albums by Grayson Hugh.
Even the imports.
That's right.
Exports.
Yeah. Voice of an Angel. Karen Carpenter, Voice of an Angel. Ugh. And she could play drums. What's not to love about that woman? 301 area code, our final two for is the Carpenters. Bless the beast and the children. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will be coming up at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. And we are here in the middle of our game For the Record, which is our 80s and 90s music trivia game that Esmeralda and I play. I'm ahead by one only because I sang.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're tied. Mm-hmm. But you'll have your chance to sing as well. So then that could tie it up further.
Yes.
Look who came back. Look who came back. He retired.
Guys.
He's back. It's Skip Skipley.
Nice to see you again.
Hi, Skip.
How's the thing going?
You know, it's good.
Good.
Marcus LeShock, by the way, just plugged my screening of Back to the Future and Zemeckis Fest on the morning news. Thank you, Marcus.
Oh, very nice.
Thank
very
you, Marcus. Cool. Very cool. All right. Okay, Skip, welcome back.
Thanks.
Now, this question is for Esmeralda.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda, the category is the 80s. The country rock band Poco originally called themselves what? Pogo, Peanuts, Blondie and Dagwood, or Garfield?
What's the first one?
Pogo.
Pogo.
You are correct.
Here's a little. You want a little
Poco.
Fun? You want a little fun fact about Poco?
Yeah.
You know who designed three of their album covers?
Who's that?
Phil Hartman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a graphic designer before he did comedy, and
Poco.
He did a bunch of the iconic one. Poco, not the most iconic band in the world, but they do have sort of a really great album cover with. It's a white cover with like a horse, a drawing of a horse on it.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Hartman.
Hmm.
Yeah. Boy, I'm full of stuff that people don't care about. I was going to say something else, but I couldn't say it on the air. Wait a minute now. Hold it. All right. Okay. What's next?
Mr. DeGilio, yes. The category is yours, and the question is yours, but the song will be Esmeralda's.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Please provide us a line or two from Britney Spears' Hit Me, Baby, One More Time.
By the way, this will be the first time that Dave Annett has been in the room with us
right.
when Esmeralda has sung, because Dave just walked
we're
in.
We're covered in cats right now.
We're covered
now.
In cats. There's 155 cats in here right now.
They're very quiet.
All right. Hit me, baby, one more time, Esmeralda.
This is embarrassing that he's in, that he's here
wait,
in person.
Wait, let me get, hold on a second.
Oh, go my gosh.
There's no reason to feel embarrassed, right. Esmeralda.
Yeah, it's all the
Dave
same.
Is a, Dave and the cats are big supporters of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're big fans.
What a lot of people don't know is that the Cochran Show shindig that happened at the Ennett's house this past weekend, Esmeralda sang at.
Ah,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. She was our guest vocalist.
There's cat hair everywhere.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby. There's something to do. something right now. Oh, baby,
I must confess.
Oh, yeah. I must confess.
My loneliness.
Wow.
Well, Skip knows a little too much about Britney Spears.
I must confess. My lonely... Man, why can't I remember it?
I can't help you. I can tell you that right now.
I must confess. My loneliness.
Yeah.
Is killing me now. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Okay, you got it.
Wow.
Good Lord.
That's depressing. I need to listen now, to that more often.
So, okay, it's her question, right?
No, it is your question.
No, come on, man. I can't answer a question of this damn song. All right.
Well, it's not about the song. Which of the following singers had the most number one singles? Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Amanda Spitler, or Whitney Houston?
Who had most number one singles?
Correct. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Amanda Spitler, or Whitney Houston.
I'm going to say Whitney Houston.
You are correct.
We're tied at five. Coming right down to the barrel.
Whoa.
All right.
Esmeralda, real name is the category. What is singer Jewel's real last name? Is it Kilcher, Stewart, Porter, or Air?
Kilcher.
That is correct.
I knew that. Why did I know that?
Because you know things that people don't care about.
Yeah. Like Jewel's she lived in a car in Alaska. Yeah. All right. What's next? What's the category?
Still has that snaggle tooth.
I think she's adorable.
You're on stage, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Category. What actress/singer won the 1995 Soul Train Award for Best New R&B Soul or Rap Artist?
What year?
95.
Okay.
Was it Brandy, Janet Jackson, Vanessa Williams, or Whitney Houston?
Wow.
Brandy.
You are correct.
Janet Jackson in 1995, Best New Artist?
Yeah, but also Whitney. They just keep throwing Whitney in there. Trying to throw you off.
All right, we are tied at six. How many more questions?
Final two cards.
Final two. Here we go. Final
Esmeralda,
two questions.
Category is one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm. What one-hit wonder peaked at 40 in 1987 with the song Don't Leave Me This Way? Was in Confunction, Musical Youth, Funhouse 2, or The Communards?
Don't Leave Me This Way. The Function 2.
That is incorrect.
Communards. Yeah, it was like a new wave cover of Don't Leave Me This Way.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That hit 40.
Yeah, I liked it. Hey Listen liked it as well. All right, so this is it. If I get this right, Esmeralda.
Yes.
I win.
You get the krill.
I get the krill and the Buick. We're tied at six. If I get it wrong, it ends in a tie. So we got to get a buzzsaw, cut the Buick in half.
And fill it with krill.
Kill it with krill.
The category is mosh pit. The Mighty Mighty Bosstones were originally just called the Bosstones. Where did they get Mighty Mighty from? A, from a Mighty Mouse cartoon. B, from a line in Brick House. C, a publicity flyer. D, an infomercial.
Just a guess, but I'm going to say from Brick House.
That is incorrect.
What is it? Mighty
Publicity Flyer.
Publicity Flyer. Okay.
Interesting.
Right. Well, we ended in a tie, Esmeralda. So I'm getting the buzzsaw out right now, and we'll cut up the Buick into pieces. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Who do we have on tomorrow? Dan told you, right?
Yeah. Geneticist looking for the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Loch Ness Monster stuff coming up tomorrow.
Ooh.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday as well. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We shall take a break here on WGN. The news is up next.